Blackstone Audio presents Shattered Dawn by Anthony J. Melchiori. This book is read by Bradford Hastings. Chapter 1. The faint glimmer of Makara's sun filtered through the ocean above Tag Brewer, a commander in the SRE Navy and former chief medical officer, now captain, of the SRES Argo. Millions upon millions of tons of salt water teemed with all kinds of sea creatures, vague analogs to the denizens of the deep found on Earth. The beast, roughly the size of an SRE strike fighter craft, passed above him, skirting upward along the massive polyglass bubble protecting Tag from the ocean's crushing pressure. His eyes followed the sea monster as its tail whipped in circles, akin to a propeller pushing its rotund cilia-covered body. Its shadow passed over the spiral trees and bunches of bush-like vegetation in the park Tag walked through. Soon, the beast followed the curve of the bubble back down, disappearing behind the silhouettes of buildings covered in black sheet alloy that made up the mechanic city of Deep Origin. The polyglass and alloy structures reinforcing the gargantuan bubble creaked under the weight of the ocean, accompanied by the soft sounds of artificial breezes caressing the parks and city beneath it. Mechanics striding along the streets gave Tag the occasional curious glance, and their soft chatter followed in his wake. Most of the mechanics in the bubble cities had been saved from the scourge of the nanites. Tag's mechanic allies had discovered that the air-recycling nanoparticles gave residents who had lived in these environments for years acquired immunity to the mind-slaving nanites that overrode their brethren's normal neurological function. It was a gracious wonder that so many of them had survived in these cities and on land, taking to cover and hiding when the drone mechs swept their world, commanded by some unseen drone masters to vanquish the free mechanics. Two mechanics strolled next to a freshwater stream gurgling near the pathway. They stopped to talk and eat something with a pungently saccharine odor, far too sweet for Tag. It had the wispiness of cotton candy, and Tag couldn't help but wonder what it was. But when another shadow crossed his path, this one belonging to a two-headed whale-like creature swimming over the dome, his eyes and thoughts turned back to the ocean serving as their sky. A soft clicking, like someone tiptoeing across the stone pathway, sounded behind Tag. He recognized the easy gait of a familiar mechanic and crew member, Corin. The alien strode toward him, clad in a form-fitting black garment that looked like an under...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?